Ma di una che tal ogni mi sembra tanto di dove tu da non mi vanno da cosa che sembra di comune che ne già fa già te da tanto ci se ne per con un di mamma di qua sei dove sembra che io
Prendere bomba del sentire being sequence of limited space must attain the state of full enlightenment for Buddhahood by every means. For this purpose, I shall now listen to the teachings of the sublime Dharma. So please suggest the motivation in such a way and in an appropriate manner. Going to the section of the teachings that we have arrived at, we have come up to a portion about the actual way to take full advantage of the life of leisure opportunity. And within that, we are at the section of regarding training the mind in the stages of the path shared with persons of small capacity. And within that, regarding the section of mindfulness of death, then there are the what we call the three roots, the nine reasons, and the three decisions. Then within the three roots, the first two, the contemplation that death is certain, and contemplation that the time of death is uncertain, these two have been completed. And now we come to the third root, which is the contemplation that in time of death, nothing helps except religious practice. Yes. So then we're going into the contemplation. So we're at page 158, top one, page 158. We talk about the contemplation at time of death, that nothing helps except religious practice, so except the practice of Dharma. So this is divided into the three of the nine reasons, the last three reasons. So firstly, thinking that at time of death, nothing will help the friends, one's friends and relatives will not be of any help. One's resources, one's wealth and material resources will not be of any help. And at the end, even the body that one was simultaneously born into with, you know, into this life, even that has to be left behind as well. It will not be of any benefit. Yes. So when we, at the time of death, all the friends, relatives and acquaintances that we have had great love and affection for, whether they a great love and affection for us, and a worry for us, and all these, none of them will be able to be, we can will not bring even a single one to the next life, and one at the time that at the separation, they due to the separation at the time that they also experience great suffering. So then the second reason is that one's resources, one's wealth, finances and so forth, at the time that will not be of any benefit, all of these will be left behind, no matter how many piles of beautiful jewels or immense wealth you may have. And not only that, for the purpose of acquiring this wealth, one has spent one's lifetime creating lots of different, engaging in various forms of negative, non-virtuous actions in order to acquire this wealth, and that karma follows one to the next life. So then, therefore, none of these wealth will be of any benefit, will be left behind. No matter how much wealth one has, none of these cannot be brought to the next. None of these can be brought to the next life. However, if you're able to perform acts of generosity with these wealth and resources, and performing generosity, making extensive offerings, then these virtues, exchange for these material wealth, all these virtues acquired will be able to bring them to the next life. So that here it says that there was one occasion when there was a teacher and a student. So the teacher fell seriously ill and was on the verge of passing near the end of his life. And so he made many extensive offerings of his material wealth in order to accumulate merit. So the however, the student was disapproved of his teacher's actions and said, don't make so much offerings because I need these wealth that you have, So then the teacher told the students that, don't worry, you still have the health. You don't need much other than having a shelter, a basic shelter. So the student was displeased and unhappy and said, well, if you want the house, you can take it as well too. Said it to the teacher. So then the teacher then signed the will and then made the house as an offering to the monasteries. And so that he was able to bring that merit to the next line as well. So even this body of flesh and bones that was simultaneously born of us into this life, so even at the time of death, when one was alive, one had great attachment to one's body, thinking that this is my body, this is my hand, this is my head, and so forth, and pay much attention, cherish the body in great detail, to great extent, right by the time of death, even this much cherished physical body has to be left behind. Yes.
That then is the net, and the puzzle, present of a candidate in a yo, any chewing got there, no jury. Dumpers of a test, Tamji, or wrong, it is a monge, and say you may want to do, the jig in your wrong tor, wrong in your tejay tor, and the jizen paro do, wrong chibun rogoya. Tender yendu, yendida, tender jig to see younger, younger than the mazet, train yon, younger, some of no, train younger, some of it, a patch of train yon, my own, some of his own. Tender chin, that tender chung be gavna. And the jig of Pendle Melanin do, Gavlani, Penmate, Arizona, Chumbajiri, Yendunda, Ron, and you want the Joker Jenkin, the young Jury, Piano Jerong, and the Gonja Jenny, Punyan, Ganga, and the Chudy Mother Memory.
So when we, regardless of how much. Excellent resources one may have, how much perfections of this life that we may have achieved while we're alive, you know, at the time that all of these will be left behind, you know, these resources will abandon us, and then we will abandon these resources when passing on to the next life, you know, move on to the next world. So not only contemplating in that all these resources, that, you know, that such a time will come whereby we have to abandon the all the belongings of this life and move on to the next life. Not only will such a time come, but such a time might even come today. You know, thinking that there's a great, even great possibility of that happening today itself. Therefore, understanding that all the friends, resources, as well as the body of this life are not, will not be of any benefit at the time of death, then searching for what is beneficial to oneself at the time of death. And one comes to the conclusion that only the Dharma practice is beneficial, because the Dharma practice can serve as a refuge from fear. It can be our protector and our defense and support.
Yes. Indu kāne kāse ya pēlā rētālama jīgē ni labja pā kōt nōchī. Tēn nōngā ni kāndē sōngā rāsē nā tāndē jēwā ni pēnzē jē ni lē tēgē pēmbā tēsē. Tā lē sāpā jīgē jīsā rōng nē ni shēn rōg rēs. Tē kāwā ni shēn rōngi jīsā yōngē gēwā tō dīgbā mā tō jēn ni nē nē dō.
So the following, this is the quoting from the letter to Kanishka. So this text itself is a advice of a guru given to a disciple, written in the form of a letter. And here within it, it says that at the time of death, at the time of death, you know, all of one's the karma that has kept one alive in this life from the time of birth, and that has been exhausted, and all of the all of one's possessions, body, and friends, relatives, all these are left behind, and what follows with oneself is one's virtues and negative karmas. All these follow oneself to the next life, the rest are completely left behind. So therefore, understanding this, then one should now practice the sublime Dharma. So the karma that causes this life to occur gets exhausted at time of death, and then one is connected with the new karma. This new karma then leads one to the next life.
Yimarda. Shenzaga the Mutiyamas, the Matanzoke. Kongayon, Yabuchina, 하지 예세다 잡어나 네 아세요. 네 하지 예세. 그게 코로나 맹 부. 네 제다 제다 총 요정 저 단다 아니 잡어지. 네지 고요 몽보 동조 나동 친보 아 근데 인도 인조가 친보요 그래서 옛날에 저 이제 바르는 로가 대세나 아니 다 양남 포스 매매는 동서로 근데 지금 나오나 아 드라이 자라가 포스마다 집어 아 근데 저 차네 근데 저는 집어마다 매봐 아 다 저런 게 제일 아니 대가나 아 세다 좀모다 아 그래 마봉다 아 대지 용개요 말이 고야요 말이 대가나니 저런 게 맹대요 아니 라로 그래 근데 이제 주제가 그래
소문이 So then, following this, Namatsangkhapa quotes from Sri Jagan Mitrananda, which is, again, as mentioned yesterday, is the same name for the master, Mitrazoki. So here it addresses, it is a advice given to a king, so it addresses the king as the divine one. As the divine one, so the king is considered to be the divine amongst humans. So, addressing the king here, it says that no matter what fortune that you have gained in this life, when you depart into another life, all these will be left behind. So the king has a lot of material wealth, resources, imperial power, status, you know, all of these riches and perfections of this life, as well as entourages and so forth, all these will be left behind when he passes through the next life. It says here, as though conquered by an enemy in the desert, you're alone without children or queen. So that it's as if all the wealth were snatched, you know, overnight by all of one's enemies, and one is left alone without anything to accompany oneself, one's children, one's heirs, successors, you know, one's queens, as well as ministers and generals, friends, clothing, and so forth. All these were left behind. And it says here, even one loses one's name at a time of death, you know, so everything else is completely lost. So therefore one should engage in Dharma practice, exhorting him to engage in Dharma practice.
Chivin namba gomba se aja yung song yung bari. Then chivin namba gomba se gomba yin na inin chiva tenya na pen chimbo yuwa yung bari. Then chivin namba gomba se aja arita soso chivin yuwa kuchi. Inin soso inin naza dugu chivin sin. Inin nyesa le. Inin tika wala nyesin koyo da menba inin rimdo chini techege rimdo chini na mabin. Inin menge mabin. Dan membi ni kerja. Dan nebal kau macam nebal dah daya mendo sejak sana. Kerja ni ni sih. Dan jenat aja ke ni semasa tu. Dan siapa dah tak cuci orang. Jenat yang jom meyau sejak sih. Dan tenre aja orang ni rongi dah. Re ni siapa tak cuci orang tu kau semasa ni yang ni. 그다냥에 좀부터 같은데 영어로. 나 근데 전에는 집에 딱 그게 뉴진 동쇼. 엔나한테 주제에서 정말 감지. 근데는 뉴지 장동한가 쇼르제는 아니 로인 동에서 차 영어로. 나 근데 준비 검지. 준비 크지. 나 근데 전에는 시야마도 다 매연인데 이 시위가나 배냐도 주마도 매연지 다 덴르지나는 주주주 엄마죠 덴르민도 삼는 조바 제트야지 덴르중반이나 이 주진도 여와 이런 거 레슨 말이 그래서 덴르지는 단동적인 민도나 이 그게 내봐 다 시리인데야지 시위가나는 간리간리 간리 정도 아, 된 티를 대지. 근데 소송 시도다 내내 좀 yungare samba tenri cheva yena ani metaba merima mesibi zanwa re samba re.
So then in this way, contemplating the three roots as well as the nine reasons, using such a methods to contemplate on death and impermanence, then following the meditating on, he says you have to meditate on the aspects of death, you know, the process, dying process, and in this way, meditating on the actual dying situation, one this is beneficial to one's practice. So one would, should meditate as if one were a dying process, that one imagines oneself being struck down by a serious terminal illness that brings oneself closer, very close to the end of one's life. And then one is surrounded by one's relatives, one's servants, and so forth. And these are unable to help us assist us. Even the medicine that has been prescribed by the doctor does not seem to work anymore. Then also the doctor then says that, you know, there's no hope for you really, and also that the relatives around you are afraid, but they tend to say soothing words, you know, saying that you'll get better and so forth. However, so all these then, you know, by natural fact, you are very sorrowful. I experience great sorrow and so forth. And so meditating in the death process, similar in such a way, then also imagine how your body vitality gradually decreases and dries up, and you are not similar to like a corpse, you know. So, and so to meditate in such a way till you experience the unbearableness of this loss. Yeah, so you meditate as though you're actually experiencing this death process, you know, this dying process, and so meditate in such a way until you feel it's unbearable, then you find that at the time, you know, at the time of death, one only undergoes the death process alone. You know, all the other things, one's relatives and so forth, are not of any benefit. So then we find that the only benefit at the time of death is only Dharma practice, that there's no other alternative but to practice the Dharma, you know. So one, through meditating in such a way, one gives rise to this melancholic or sorrowful feeling, you know, regards to this point. And so then, in this way, one would definitely arise the desire to practice the sublime Dharma. So if through such meditation, still one's unable to give rise to such aspiration or desire to practice the Dharma, then one should go by the side of patients, dying sick patients, and then seeing how they die, you know, the processes of their death and what they go through prior to death, during death, and so forth. In this way, then one will be able to see that just as they go through and this process, one day I will be able, you know, one day will be my turn as well. I'll be in such a similar situation as well. So in this, but thinking in such a way, then one would definitely come to experience of this meditations of impermanence.
Jyoji Pongo Kabin Zebe, any metak chen korse ya tende yorwa. Da tende namun jyegi yina go sebo shira yorwa.
So, Jyoji Pongo Kabin Rinpoche had composed the a text to the songs of recollections of impermanence. So in this, if one would be within that text, is written very clearly all these various meditations of impermanence, and so if one is able to read that, it's extremely beneficial.
Meta 근데 소원 들과도 다 매대 하는 거지, 그래 봐. 그래대 이 점을 주도 매가지나 소원 들과 냠내 제안이나요. 주는 로요 말해. 나도 지금 했나? 나 메타바 주도 지도 요나. 근데 칸이 점을 틀어서 마다 너지 마죠 나요. 대엔 세트마 펜지오게 동원들 매네 제야제 용기원인데 주신 로요.
So then, if one remembers the impermanence, then one will be able to practice the Dharma. One will be able to inspire to practice the sublime Dharma. If one does not remember impermanence and death, then one will not practice the Dharma. Even one practices, one will not be able to practice it purely. So therefore, by remembering it, death and impermanence, then one would be able to seize the mind of attachment towards the appearances or the affairs of this life, and one will be able to enter into Dharma practice in a proper manner. So if one does, and then there's a saying that if one does not remember impermanence, even the Buddha Samaja practice is not profound. But if one remembers impermanence, even refuge practice becomes extremely profound. So here the reason being that if one, the Guhya Samaja is Tantra is supposed to be the king of all Tantras, and so it's said to be extremely profound. But even if one is engaging in such a profound Dharma practice, if one's mind, the quality of one's mind does not remember impermanence, then, you know, even engaging in such a profound Tantric system, that practice does not become Dharma. But if one remembers death and impermanence, then one's mind is focused, by focusing on the welfare of the next life, and engaging in even a very simple recitation such as the refuge formula. Then even though such a practice externally seems very simple, but due to the quality of the mind that remembers impermanence, and therefore focus on the welfare of this life, even the practice would become
Tachimajiba, and then 10 days, that Machetunjig Deva, Dubiada, Dongasa, and all that, and the Dandanian Jochea, a Tendichibo, Chigaton, and Goko, the Yina, Tundro the Chimajo, Tundro. The Tundro Yinayo, and it, Dongasa, and the Adubi Tabji, Chishiro. Reda, and it Tundro, and the Romada, Dramada, the Zone, Chunyumada, Yomade, Kozana, and Lawan, and Kai, the Chuto, Tendig and Saki Oji, and the Tronkar Seyada, Dromi Johnson Seyada, Tende, in the court, Chijon and Bobby, Meletop Chaman, Tende Chade, and Tendig and do attend the Chibona Gogo, no, the Lotte Chim.
So
텐데 몸보 용이 와로 근데 텐데에는 텐데 자한로 지고지 제외는 텐데 용식이 와래 근데 주로야 맞잖아 다 텐데서 제일 맞아 와래 텐데 이제 이제 뭐지 텐데서 와봐 매일 샤소 소진도 시작해서 그래서 소다 샤소 때 매일 소다 와래 근데 삼노데 텐데노 삼노 지고인데 소진도 시작해서
So, So, in this way, meditating on this body with the various leisures and opportunity having presenting great meaning, then by recognizing the potential of such a rebirth, understanding that this excellent basis, physical basis for Dharma practice is achieved only this one time. And therefore, one must only practice the Dharma, and understanding that this body, this physical on basis of this body, one can achieve what all of the temporal as well as ultimate meanings or aims. You know, so therefore, if one practices, cultivates the aims of all temporal and ultimate aims on this physical basis, one can achieve that. So by meditating on how this physical body is difficult to obtain, and then so also that understanding, so therefore one needs to practice, you know, on the basis of this, practice the holy Dharma on the basis of this physical, of this very, very physical, this very physical basis itself. One needs to practice the Dharma. And also by remembering impermanence, then understanding that one not only needs to practice the Dharma, but one needs to do it right away, you know, this very, starting from this very instant. Then if one does not practice Dharma, but rather engages in the mere affairs of this life, such as pursuing the mere happiness of this life, trying to avoid or clear away the sufferings of this life alone, then, you know, these are deceptive, these are like the deceptions or lies, you know, in this life that delude oneself from Dharma practice. So if one were to wholeheartedly engage in these alone, then one is no different from animals in regards that animals also know the various means for achieving the happinesses that they desire. And for example, like the ants and the bees and so forth, even though they are very small creatures and life forms, however, you see them like carrying bits of sand in their mouths and so forth, and then gradually sticking together and building up into a huge anthill or a beehive and so forth. So they have such abilities to make their own nests and fend for themselves and so forth. So even they have such capabilities, you know, it's not something unique to human beings. And so even then, understanding that if we were to engage, you know, to merely spend our lives protecting our loved ones and destroying the ones that we hate, you know, such as keeping our children under embracing our child under our keep embracing our child and then pointing the knife or a dagger outwards, you know. So defending one's loved ones and then protecting one's loved ones and defending from or destroying one's enemies and so forth. So in this way, then, you know, one is no different from animals. So it seems that the animals also have such affection and sense of caring for loved ones and destroying enemies and so forth. Because you see, like, you know, the birds and so forth, like, sort of like take care of their young under their wings and so forth. And also, you've heard the past instances of like animals, you know, having their own congregations, meetings, and then punishing those that did wrong and so forth in their own communities. So even all these such acts, you know, are not surprising within the animal realm that human beings think that they can do such things, but animals also have such instincts as well. So if we're to merely immerse ourselves in the mere affairs of this life, then what is no different from animals? So here Lama Tsongkhapa says that, you know, externally, we look like humans, you know, with the human form and physical form and so forth, but internally our minds, if they are immersed solely in the affairs of this life, then our internal minds are no different from the animals.
Maybe don't know Chia Yogan at the Shishu Joshi Guizin and then retain it to money, but not the Chunju. Choji don't know the woman, no joke on the dead of Jumbuson Yagan, legend on the Jew, she isn't be said was. Then I check Cassay Chongyo, Namji, she ain't been very good as that Jim Mushi, Reta, Nazal Dami or it. And then Madaba Gomindu, check Cassay Yungeres, that Lamson, the Jay Cabor. And the check Cassay Chongyo, Lamji, that is a denom, the chatty or it. They own any lam, like a jay watch it. The man, any chewy jim watch it. Then they induce jimat chatty or it, and then they didn't be a good as somebody.
So, here Lama Tsongkhapa top of page 159, Lama Tsongkhapa says that how this legend opportunity for this perfect human rebirth are very important and are difficult to obtain. And so, to understand that even though it's very difficult to obtain and it is easily lost and to remember impermanence, that if one has this physical basis, then one has the basis for or the foundation for cultivating the path. You know, if one does not have this, then one is
done.
So I'm sorry, Lama Tsongkhapa is saying that the meditations on impermanence, these are the basis. If one is difficult to arise such a form of realizations within one's own mind streams, if one does indeed give rise to such realizations, then it becomes an excellent foundation for cultivating the path in the Dharma practice. And if one does not have such a foundation, then it's difficult to give rise to realizations along the path. So the bottom of page 159, then here Geshe Potawa here refers to the term appearance and exclusion. And here he makes a reference of that to his own meditation on impermanence, and that by meditating on death and impermanence, then he's able to exclude all the appearances of this life from his own mind. You know, in this way, that by excluding all the appearances of this life and engaging Dharma practice, so he does so by through meditation on death and impermanence, and coming to an understanding that at the time of death, you know, whatever it may be, whether it is one's acquaintances, friends, relatives, wealth, possessions, body, and so forth, all of these would be left behind, and one would not be able to bring them with oneself. One goes to the next life alone, without anything. So at this point of time, arriving at this understanding and recognition, and then from there, understanding that whatever is of any benefit, you know, at the time of death is only one's practice of the Dharma. You know, so in this way, by meditating in such a way, you know, to enter the Dharma practice. So here it says that until this arises in the mind, the path of all teachings remain blocked. So the reason of that is that if one does not arise this thought of death and impermanence, so then prior to such arising of such death and impermanence realization, then all of the affairs of all the actions or activities that one engages in, you know, would be mixed with the attachments to the appearance or the affairs of this life, appearances or affairs of this life. So therefore, all the practices or activities one engages in does not actually become Dharma. Yes. So here, Lama Dzogchen further quotes from Geshe Dowa, in which it says that, you know, when one is initially cultivating the path to achieve realizations, you know, one may be discouraged and think that, you know, one would not be able to achieve such realizations. It seems to be an insurmountable feat. And then one thinks that for the next, you know, even if one tries for 100 years, one would not be able to achieve such realizations. One may be discouraged in such a way. However, if one engages in intense practices of accumulating the collections of merit, and as well as purifying the various obscurations, the practices of accumulation and purification, and making fervent requests to the deity inseparable from one's spiritual master, one's guru, and in this way, one, since often all composite phenomena are not static, you know, in the sense that they are prone to change, so there is these, if a combination of such factors, then there is a chance, you know, of these changes bring about changes to achieve realizations.
So 초예 마토 바스 세상이 말이는 넘어지 야부 검지 소리야.
So here at the bottom of 159, then again there is this Vekadamba master called Dhammapa. So here is a dialogue between he and his student, the one who is giving a what seems here to be an experiential teaching to his students. So what happens during experiential teaching is that the Lama or the Guru imparts instructions. The verbal instructions to the disciple, subject or topic by topic, step by step, during the experiential commentary, and then make the direct the disciple to enter into meditation on that topic. And so, in order to achieve, to let the student achieve realizations within the mind stream, and prior to the realization, only after the realization has arisen in the mind stream of the disciple does the Lama move on to the next topic in terms of the teachings and instructions that are being imparted to the student. So here the student is sort of requesting the his master Dhammapa to move on, you know, to the next topic of meditation. So obviously here in this case the disciple had not achieved the realization with regards to and that impermanence. So the master Dhammapa, you know, when he came to see the master Dhammapa, he taught exactly as he did before regarding this topic. And so when he finished teaching, then the disciples asked him, you know, could you please teach the next topic? So the master Dhammapa then refused that you should, you know, there's nothing more, you know, you should remain on the same object of meditation of Buddha as before.
Yeah. Yeah, Teta nga, lui chong na nga shepa chi gom shing, ma chong na tawa song na jim singa chitam sambar song na, su sa chiba na jen tamba tara, chen di chawa na ni yi ma loga pa de yon na, yon de gombar chawa ho. Marita, lu ri yon ni, lui chong no na, nga jibo chi ni, da, rindwa da, tenji da, tenji ke long mongpo chong, tenji chi ni shepa nong shi gom. Cassini,
So here, Lama Tsongkhapa exhorts the readers to meditate. It says here, at bottom of 159, if a mind is fit, meditating according to what I explained above. So if one has the fitting mental capacity, one should meditate in an extensive way in accordance with all the various scriptural and sutra quotations. They are being cited in such a way, and if one is unable to do so, then one should take any what is appropriate or fitting to one's mind amongst the nine reasons and the three roots, and using these to meditate upon death and impermanence. So it says here that one should meditate over and over again until one's mind has turned away from the affairs of this life without any sense of attraction to it. So here Lama Tsongkhapa describes his affairs of this life as wearing similar to adorning oneself with ornaments while one is being led to execution ground. So if one is being led to execution ground, no matter how much one dresses up oneself with ornaments and so forth, there's not a single trace of pleasure or happiness with regards to that. So until one's mind is able to see the affairs of this life to be as such. Yes.
Tanjo tam dejine ten so de jaya re jas gomya da pya no je tan jo gomi yun du gona so ro gonde de che ban tan jo ko ka wan do na de ni te ka da de gomya re ja de me da ba gomi yun du me da ba re da so ro gonde de che ba ka wan do na yo de me da bin yam ne ten gen do ten de jin de son no be ja shi yun na ने जावे को मत ला दिए पास या तो यूं करे इस दें ना ये वोमा वोमा जानता था जीव ड्रेन ना चिम्बो द तेजी का कब ना यो ऐसे तेरे यों ये ना ने तेरे का कवा कवा सों दो ना ते कदो कदो द चोर जान शिवा जी को रे इस समय
so here Namasangkhapa says that with regard to the teachings up to the present point, the topics on relying on the spiritual master, the precious human rebirth, and with the various leisures and opportunity, as well as the death and permanence, all these teachings, one should apply them, you know, to one's mind. For example, when one is meditating on proper reliance on the spiritual master, then all the teachings what one finds in the sutras and scriptural quotations and so forth, when we see that when we come across such teachings talking about such content, then immediately one should recognize that such teachings should be used to apply to one's own meditation on proper reliance in the spiritual master. And when one is when one is meditating on this section of this leisure and opportunity and using such precious human rebirth, then anywhere in the teachings in the Buddhist scriptures that we see lines and verses and so forth that talk about such content, immediately we should recognize that to be instructions for meditation and use that, apply that in one's meditative practice. And also when one is meditating on impermanence, then recognizing the content of impermanence when one sees it in the scriptures as well, and then using that to add on to one's meditation, to support one's meditation on death and permanence, to understand that such and such lines, you know, show the meaning, such lines and verses in such and such texts show the meaning, point out the meaning of impermanence, the way of meditating impermanence, apply that to one's practice in such a way. So if one does so in such a way, then one will easily, he says here, easily achieve or find the intent of the conqueror. One understands the intention of the Buddha very easily. And so here it refers to the lower ends of the path, meditational path, and one should practice in such a way. And likewise, when one does so, one is cultivating the path of the middling and the greater capable being, one should also apply it in such a manner, and also use whatever scriptural quotations that is of relevance to the subject of meditation, to apply that to one's meditational practice. Yes.
Da inba jide chima chidan yuwa rowa ni lezu samba ne dada nyodin chiva nengi bi chende ne deno me la shiwe odo yung me di men rowa jiva no gu so den yung rowa ni ne jindu jisa me bi den rowa ngen rui jiva ni no dada zi jiva na rowa ni me bi leji jingu jingu bi chir lega kanda ke chidan huma jindu jiva joro dada na da ngin sun di jindu chindu wa chid joro nyam du ngen rui dunghar samba cha de gomba lu duje rada sa ji rowa ni nyama ni ma chi chi trikum da ka chiva jida ta ju rima mombi dunghar rama ジョゾンダジェチェンバジャーディジュナンボデジチトガンダネメイテトテジョンゲソンラブデルデチェバジャーシーズンビチェロインバレダンジェデチマチダンニワロワニジデドサンバーセヤアテチデナダンチョアメタバコンダンチョアメタバコンネチバンギバナムジンギメインデダセデダマヤマレシェロゴレスダシビジェソカンデセンロゴレセナ シビジーズにデンロドンゲンロニーデンジェンロサメワチダデンロドンゲンロンロヤテヨンレジジホンジェチマトロンダムガチェネンロサメワチダロンダムガチェネンロサジヨナダダゲンロマレンロニーヨグマルバテンロマトニデタレニョンジジホンジェソンザレカナギジソンロングレデレカナジソンロンヨンデュ
Rita, Marozo, Lekana Nigel Nonne,
아 포마 메바니 메게와 검데요. 인디 아 메게와데 쇼치아레데요. 아 레다 메게와데 쇼치아요와다 공바치아요와다 아 응원제바다 아다 아테네 몸보지 에게 집에 채나 그러다 먹여와대 공바치 레제바지 공바치 텐데가 오게 파제와 나 먹여 레 먹여와 수 있다고 하던 게 되는 상황이지 자별 근데 딱 가서 저서 아 메파치와 파무제는 맨날 담아만이 소용지 되나 소주지만 파징이 방향으로 이제 메파치와는 담아만이 소 먹여를 소 주어들이 어리 근데 이제 파치와는 연로로 그래 정말 근데 이제 안아서요 아 파제는 연로는 로 예바다로 차대요 어리 당연 손도 제와 옛날 아니 간대 영화도 삼에 이제 소도 하고 요리스
So here Then we move on to the next section on page 161. At the bottom, then we come to the section on contemplating what occur in your future life, the happiness or suffering of the two types of beings. Then when we're meditating on death and impermanence, then we come to our understanding that death is certain, one cannot escape death, and not only that, but that the time of death is so uncertain, one never knows exactly when it will come. So understanding that we do not have much time to remain in this life, that death will come to us very swiftly, why eventually you have to move on to the next life. And so then one considers, the prospect of rebirth in the next life and understands that there are only two places that one can go to. Either one is born in the a happy rebirth or a miserable or a lower rebirth in the lower realm. So in this case, there's no other option than these two. Which of these two situations one is born into is decided by the factor of our karma. It's not decided by the factor of conscious decision or a personal choice. If we could decide our rebirth a personal choice and intentional decision, then nobody would end up in the lower realms. Nobody would choose to be born in the lower realms. So therefore, our karma, our white and black karma is positive, and our virtuous and unvirtuous karmas then follow us after our death when we move on to the next life. So then we know that this factors of white and black karma affect us, decide our rebirth. Then we go on to contemplate the fact that we, since beginning this rebirth up to the present moment, we have a strong affinity or conditioning by our delusions, our afflictive emotions condition us or great familiarity with non-virtue. Non-virtuous actions. Therefore, due to this strong affinity to non-virtue, then we create very strong or powerful non-virtuous karmas. And so at the time of death, then of these two karmas, whichever is stronger, positive or negative, then decides on the time of the rebirth that we take in the next life. So due to it, by reflecting that there is strong affinity with non-virtue, then it is most likely that the negative karma will be more powerful at the time of death, and one will have stronger affinity or familiarity with such karma. And also, as mentioned in previous teachings, one of the quotations has said that most people engage in negative actions, and so most of us, would most go to the lower realms. Most of us go to the lower realms. So therefore, remember such high chances or possibility of being reborn in the lower realms, then one needs to contemplate that, how would the lower realms be like if one were to be born into such a state, and then, contemplating the various sufferings of the lower realms. Yes.
Okay. 근데 내가 간데 제가 요나 근데 제가 되면 뭐예요 그거를 대체되는 가서 대고 먹게 왔지 와대 자비와로 근데 내가 거기서 제가 나 아다 계승원도 좋나 근데 개발도 수 있다야 근데 그때 가서 이제 대전도 먹게 와 공대체에서 인도 제가 때 아다 계승용 가고 근데 자다 인도 생명선 제약에 대로 다 된대다 아니 공부체 중요나 아니 공체시다 아니 문제 비용은 공체 받을 대부분은 공체 받을 근데 옛날에 공부체 중에는 몇 개가 공부체 되어를 아니 공체 받을 도망을 받는 몇 개가 공대여를 근데 제도 대부분은 중요하게 주신 건가 통대여를 다 된대 통대여도 당연히 제가 타초이자 아니 근데 제가 있나 아니 냐비 동화 소토면 너무도 상냐고.
So therefore understanding then the karmas, blood, white and black karmas that we have created, you know, then all these karmas will decide the kind of rebirth we take in the next life, and depending on which of the virtuous or non virtuous karmas is stronger, then that decides which rebirth that we take. So we have stronger affinity with a negative karma. You know, we spend a lot of time engaging in negative actions, create negative karma. So in under normal circumstances, we have greater affinity with such negative states of mind. So then at the time of death, obviously it's difficult, to arise virtuous minds, you know, to bring about a positive rebirth, to affect our rebirth to direct into a positive direction. So at the time of death also depends on, you know, one is more familiar with, one has more affinity with, then that kind of karma will ripen first, you know, at the time of rebirth. So since we have such huge affinity in the negative karma, then that surely that negative karma will ripen or manifest first at the time of death, and then lead rebirth, one to also reborn in the lower realms. So it's almost definite or certain that we will be born in any of the lower realms, especially the hell realms, you know. So now when we go into the details regarding hell realms and to contemplate whether we can actually bear such suffering if we were to be born there. So there's a close Yes. So depending on which karma is heavier, then that karma will ripen first. And also depending on which minds are arisen at the time of death, then that minds, for example, so as you mentioned before, the times the minds at the time of death are more important, are very important because they can affect our rebirth in our next life. So therefore, we need to, since we have huge affinity with non-virtuous actions, then one would be able to, you know, one most likely would be born into the lower realms. So due to such these factors, then one would be, this is most likely one is, would be born in the lower realms. So these three conditions are present within us.
The quotation is that
So then, the top page 162, then here Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from the protector Narvajuna, which says here that one should reflect daily, you know, on the hell realms, the suffering of the hell realms, both the hot and cold realm, hell realms, and also reflect on the suffering of the hungry ghosts, that they are extremely emaciated by hunger and thirst, and also reflect on the suffering of animals, being overcome by stupidity, and so forth. So by reflecting on these sufferings of the lower realms every day, on the sufferings of the lower realms, then one would be able to generate fear towards, you know, being born in such a state. Then one would have this fear would inspire oneself to abandon or eliminate the causes of rebirth in such realms, which is non-virtuous, creation of non-virtuous karmas. So then with regards to those that are created, then one would be, one would gladly or happily engage in practices of purification, compassion and purification, to purify them as well as restraint from future negative non-virtuous actions. So here, then Nagarjuna says that this human body in this world is difficult to obtain. You know, so therefore, one should stop using this body to create the causes of rebirth in the lower realms. But one should not only that, one should diligently engage in actions to cultivate the causes of rebirth in the happier realms, and to diligently, to with one's intelligence, you know, to generate great joy and diligence in such practices.
You can do that. Nga nyam ne che yo sen ne ne sa kon ten de che yo ro ne na yo ne nga do phen che ji da ne so ge dong ga go mya so zo nya wa ji pi nyam do ta sa kon ma no yin ne so so nya wa ba yin ma kon ne dong ga nyong wa kon ten de che yo yin na sa kon ma le jo ne ga ni nya wa kon ma te phen che a yo re so so yo.
So in general, we engage in different tantric practices, practices of secret mantra, such as visualizing deities and reciting mantras and so forth. So here, in this case, you know, it is said that it is more beneficial at this moment, at this current time, of our status in the path, our position in the path, to meditate on the suffering of the lower realms, such as evil gone realms, such as the suffering of the hell realms, to meditate on oneself experiencing, as a hell realm being experiencing the sufferings of the hell realms, to visualize oneself experiencing, as a hungry ghost being and experiencing the suffering of that realm and animals and so forth. So it is said, you know, to meditate in such a way at this current point of time in our practice, to meditate in such a way is even more beneficial
than meditating on deities. Yeah. So here it is said that you should meditate on the deities.
So therefore, if one meditating on impermanence and death is very important at the beginning stages of the path. You know, if one more important than recitations of deities and so forth, if one were to engage in meditations on tantric deities and recitations of mantras and so forth, without that practice being filled with the meditation or the thought of death and impermanence, then that practice will be merely limited to the affairs of this life alone. One's mind engaging in such practice then is restricted to the affairs of this life, and therefore the practice that one engages in does not become pure dharma. So if one does not meditate on the sufferings of cyclic existence and engages in daily practices, then even that daily practice will not become the cause for liberation from cyclic existence, because one does not generate renunciation towards cyclic existence by meditating on the suffering nature. So therefore, in the beginning of the path, it's very important in order for our practice to become pure dharma, you know, one needs to meditate on death and impermanence, and in order for our practice, you know, to become a cause to become a cause to become a means for liberation from psychic existence, one needs to meditate on the suffering nature of psychic existence. Yes.
내가 한국어지다 제발 그 연주 동화 공부는 실전 내 체대 내다 론이 동화 좀 소름이 소삼나네 인중이 맞아도 주고 도봐 다 동화도 무게 주고 돈에 대돈이 치 신은 좀 봐도 용한 면도 비는 대화도 대요 개인 주고 돈에 개화 주고 가와다 랑이 냐나 봐네 제는 뭐냐 인제 제와 다 고반의 예전에 타바가 돈에 제와 다 용한 진전이 좀더 쉬우다고서 양내 전에 정말 전주비 넘친 보고 말이다 누가 고민할게 대고마지나 대나대네 양내 몸부진 거를 이제 양내 전에 정말지 대는 뒤에들이야 세다 이게 넘기서 넘치기서 뭐 차대요 그래 세상이 말이야 대연이 단다 로니 고와도 동아 고와도 계속 동아를 나서서 근데 동아 점점 통들 삼나 통영들 아니 되게 조세제 이제 조세요 그래 인종제 그래 인종제 연도 로다 나자다 근데 샘 팀의 넘버제도 조리 센터로 와 이제 나자다 근데 차용 그래 선발해 당아 되네 나 동아제 동아제 나서 삼 로니 동아제 나와대 하고이나 동화대니 무게벤드베 동화대 무게벤드베 인도 나 동화대 멘도나 에 무게벤체지요 말이에요 무게벤 신은 좀 맞대요 용기래 다 동화 만도이나 대반도고요 대반도고요나 대비주 개화도고요 인도 개화도고 가마대요 용기래 대마제니 로니 동화제 나와나 인조제 멘도반 노시 yin simje yin yo nunghan mendo kwa nandra de dende yin sa yin je nunghan de trawa ji chong na sambe yin je yong je yin gare da nunghan sam yin du kong na nunghan lan je ji trape lo che nunghan lan je ji trape lo che yin du da tele chong gen ji chong na sambe jab tsun do da ni kong jo da jab tsun rwa yin gare dende yin du nyam nye jen ne chimbo ji dan de nung du di ya sumar
So here, middle 162, Nama Tsongkhapa says that meditation and suffering, you know, by depending on meditation and suffering, such a topic as suffering, then in one many, if following that, you know, by depending on the practice, and many other practices follow. So it's here described as the great summary that includes many of these and many other key points. The meditation on death and impermanence and suffering, I'm sorry, meditation on suffering is sort of like a great summary that summarizes the essential points of other practices. So in general, when one is meditating on the various sufferings of psychic existence, one comes to have a sense of disenchantment or a sorrow to its psychic existence and generates and thereafter gives rise to a feeling or a sense of renunciation to its psychic existence. And such disenchantment and renunciation is extreme beneficial in subduing or relinquishing our arrogance and pride, you know, when one is engaging in practice, our arrogance and pride. So therefore, by thinking of suffering as psychic existence, for example, reflecting on one's own suffering, then one can understand that, one can see that the suffering is the ripening result, is the direct result of non-virtue, you know, having engaged in non-virtuous actions. Then understanding that if one does not, since one does not desire the results of suffering, then one needs to abandon non-virtue. You know, so one needs to restrain oneself from engaging in non-virtue, so that one happily enters into the practice of restraint for non-virtue. Then if since one does not desire suffering, one desires happiness. If one desires happiness, then one actively is inspired to understanding that the result, that happiness can only come about as a result of engaging in virtue. One should engage in virtuous practices. Then one happily goes about and cultivating virtue. So not only that, you know, by thinking of one's our own suffering, then understand one generates renunciation towards one's own psychic existence, one aspiring to be free from one's own psychic existence. But also when one is able to meditate on the sufferings of others as well, and when one is doing so, one understands that others, like oneself, you know, desire happiness to not desire suffering, so therefore one generates the compassion, the mind of compassion that desires to liberate all sentient beings from the sufferings of sentient existence. So in this way, then also meditation of suffering, one will eventually come to generate the mind that is fearful of suffering, one's own suffering, and then one seeks a refuge so they can protect oneself from suffering. So again, then this meditation of suffering supports our practice of refuge. So this way, as mentioned above, then meditation of suffering, it becomes a great summary of many social points of practice. It supports our practice of compassion, renunciation, refuge, karma, and so on and so forth. So here, I'm emphasizing on this point. Coming to the lower half of 162, here Lama Tsongkhapa says, about, again quotes from the various scriptures, here engaging the Bodhisattva's deeds to support his writings that one should, that such meditations of suffering, you know, has great value or qualities, you know, of inspiring such qualities within us in practices and realizations. So a person who has such meditations of suffering is considered has to have great qualities. In that, as mentioned before, in the eight worldly dharmas, there are four pairs of two opposites. And one of the pair of opposites is that generating joy, being joyful when one experiences bliss and happiness, and not being joyful when one experiences suffering. So this is the general attitude of worldly people. When they have, they're possessed, being possessed by such a worldly dharma attitude, then they're joyful of happiness or pleasure, and unjoyful or unhappy about the lack of happiness or lack of pleasure or the regards to suffering. So in this case, then we understand, however, for the Dharma practitioner, so this is brought about due to the mind that is being attached to the affairs of this life. Then in the case for Dharma practitioners, it's the exact opposite, in that they generate joy towards suffering and do not take joy or pleasure in general happiness, you know, or pleasures. So therefore, in this way, the reason being that if one experiences pleasure, then there is a danger of arising arrogance and pride, you know, towards oneself, and also looking down on others, you know, discriminating against others when one is in a state of pleasure, then also one does not arise the mind desiring to engage in virtue, you know, to create the causes of more causes of happiness in the future. So if one has a mind, you know, however, if one experiences suffering and the mind meditates upon that, then one comes to generate a sense of disenchantment or sorrow, and then that further propels oneself to abandon the causes of suffering, which is non-virtue, and to engage in cultivation of the causes of happiness, you know, which is virtue. So due to this fact, the outlook of the worldly or the secular person as opposed to a religious or a Dharma practitioner are contradictory opposites in terms of their outlook or view towards life. So due to these reasons mentioned above, then the outlook or the view of worldly people and Dharma people are in opposites, they contradict each other. So in general, so due to these reasons, understanding that the causes, you know, through meditation and suffering, then understanding that one has to abandon the causes of suffering, which is non-virtue, and to cultivate the causes for happiness, which is virtue, then one actively engages in such practice for benefit of it. And then, so there's a saying that if one does not die today, so there's a Tibetan saying that if one does not die within a month or two, then one should act for the benefit of future life. And if one does not die within a year or two, then one should act for the benefit of the other. To cultivate the long term happinesses of, in which case it refers to abandoning a cycle existence, to not have to take rebirth again in future lives, in the future. So please, for teaching to listen to actual practice.